All right, so today's daf is daf tes. Well, it's actually daf yud, but we're going to start daf tes amud aleph, 10 lines from the bottom. Omale Levi l'Revi. So we've been discussing the halachas of Yibum, and specifically the first halacha, the Mishnah, that says, Chamesh esrei noshim poitrois tzareseyem v'tzareis tzareseyem mina chalitza mina Yibum. So that although every example of Yibum is a case where an erva is falling the Yibum, because Yibum by definition is two brothers, one is married, dies without children, his wife falls liyibum to Shimon. Now his wife, Reuven's wife, is someone that was usher to Shimon because she was an eshes achde Shimon. Afal Pikin says the Torah, in the context of Yibum, assuming everything is lined up perfectly, Reuven's wife would be allowed to marry Shimon. There'd be a mitzvah for Shimon to marry Reuven's wife. It's the mitzvah of Yibum. Stating that, the only erva that Yibum is doicha is the erva of Eshesach. But in the event that Reuven's wife was ushered to Shimon because of some other iser erva, for example, if Reuven's wife was Shimon's daughter, or Shimon's shviger, or some other erva, the Mishnah mentions 15 arayas, then the halacha would be that Reuven's wife does not fall to Yibum. Shimon cannot do Yibum. Not only can Shimon not do Yibum, Shimon does not have to do chalitza either. There's no iser loisia eches hamesa chutzal leishzar. In the Yavama's vernacular, there's no zika. Not only is there no zika for the erva, but if there was another wife, the tzara's erva would have the same halachas as well. And as a result, Reuven's wife would be muteres linasi l'shuk. She'd be able to marry whoever she wants. The halachas of Yibum would not apply. That's true if an erva falls liyibum. How many arayas does that halacha apply to? So the Mishnah mentioned 15. Chamesh esrei noshim, there are 15 arayas for which that halacha, that pturis min hayibum v'chalitza, not only the arayas, but the tzaras itself would apply. So Amalei Levi the Rebbe. So Levi, who was a Talmud of Rebbe, asked his Rebbe, my iri the tani tezvav, why does the Mishnah mention only 15 arayas? Listen to Zion. The Mishnah should have mentioned 16, meaning there's a 16th erva that Levi argued should have been mentioned in the Mishnah. So before Rebbe gave Levi an answer, Amalesa, he told him, I get the sense that you don't have a brain in your head, meaning it's the most ridiculous question that I ever asked. Obviously, this Gemara can be understood with the Gemara in Tainestaf Dal that we learned together, that a Rebbe sometimes has to be very strong, he has to discipline his Talmidim, and sometimes you find that there were Chachamim that used to speak very sharply, very strongly to the Talmidim. Clearly, this is an example. So Rebbe told Levi, in other words, what do you think? What's the 16th erva that you believe should have been mentioned in the Mishnah? Imoy anusas aviv, a case where Reuven was married to Shimon's mother, so that when Reuven died without children, it's Shimon's mother that's falling to Shimon liyibum, which clearly is one of the arayas, and as a result, it wouldn't be possible to have a case of yibum v'chalitza. That should be mentioned. Imoy anusas aviv plukta de Rabbi Yehuda v'rabbanonhi. That really would be totally in a machloikis Rabbi Yehuda v'rabbanon. Ube plukta leikamayri. So you want to know why the Tana of the Mishnah didn't mention it? Because the Tana doesn't want to get involved in any cases that will be totally in a machloikis. And the only way imoy anusas aviv would work is if you hold like the Rabbanan. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no way for it to work. The same Rabbi Yehuda that we had in Daftal Adam and Aleph. That's what Rashi says. How does that work? So the pshat's as follows. Why did the Mishnah mention Imoy? The Mishnah did not mention Imoy. And the reason the Mishnah didn't mention Imoy is because it's not possible for Shimon's mother to fall to Shimon Liyibum. And the reason it's not possible is because Reuven and Shimon were brothers. In order for Shimon's mother to fall to Shimon to Yibum, Reuven would have had it been married to Shimon's mother. Now, even if Shimon's mother is not Reuven's mother, because Reuven and Shimon are only brothers because they share a common father, but they don't share a common mother, but at the very least, Shimon's mother was married to Reuven's father. And one of the arayas is Eshes Aviv. So Reuven would not be able to be married to Shimon's mother. As a result, it's not possible for Shimon's mother to fall to Shimon liyibum. So that's why Imoy is not mentioned in the Mishnah. The kasha, however, is that perhaps is only in the case where Shimon's mother was actually married to Reuven's father. What if Shimon's mother was not married to Reuven's father? Meaning Reuven's father, Yaakov, was ma'anis somebody, and that Anusa then had a child, Shimon. In that case, Shimon's mother was never married to Reuven's father. As a result, she's not Eshes Aviv. So it would be possible for Reuven to be married to this woman. But that only works according to the Rabbanon, who hold that there's no Isser Anusas of it. But Rabbi Yehuda holds that just like one is not allowed to marry his father's wife, that's not his mother, so too one is not allowed to marry a woman that his father was Ma'anis or his father was Mefata, that's not his mother. So according to the Chachamim that hold Anusas Aviv, Emufutas Aviv is not Aser, so it's possible a Tzir where Reuven was married to Anusas Aviv, that was Shimon's mother. So you have an example where an Imoy falls Le'ibo, that's Levi's Kasha, why isn't it mentioned in the Mishnah? But according to Rabbi Yehuda that holds that just like Eshes Aviv is Aser, Anusas Aviv is also Aser, so it's not possible for Reuven to be married to Anusas Aviv. If it's not possible for Reuven to be married to Anusas Aviv, it's not possible then for an Anusas Aviv or for Shimon's mother to fall to Shimon Le'ibum, there's going to be no example of it. Now, if you halt a little bit of Cheshbon, this Gemara, this Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda Chachama, was really mentioned on the Gemara Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. It's Rabbi Yehuda again that holds, that one is not allowed to marry Anusas Aviv. How does Rabbi Yehuda hold you're not allowed to marry Anusas Aviv? He learns it from a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Lo Yikach Ishes Ishes Aviv, the Lo Yigale Knaf Aviv. The words Lo Yigale Knaf Aviv were extra. Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan had a darshan. Rabbanan say, B'shem Meres Yobam Makasim Adaber, V'laver Olav B'Beis Lavin. It's Rabbi Yehuda that says that it's referring to Anusas Aviv. Meaning, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, Anusas Aviv is only Aser because it says in the Torah, Lo Yigale Knaf Aviv. It's not mentioned in the Parashah of Arayos. The Torah doesn't say anywhere that if somebody has a relationship with Anusas Aviv that he's Chayiv Karis, the Torah mentions a lot. Lo Yigale Knaf Aviv. Now we know that Chayve Lavin Kedushin Tovsimba. If somebody tries to marry someone for whom, if he would have a relationship with, he would be Chayiv Karis, the halach is the Kedushin's not Tovsimba, with the exception of Anido. If somebody marries a Chayve Lavin, the Kedushin is Teufis. Anusas Aviv, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, is only a Chayvei Lavim. It's learned out from Le'igala Knaf Aviv. If that's the case, in theory, Reuven can be married to Anusas Aviv. Likatchili is not supposed to marry her, because it says in the Torah, Le'igala Knaf Aviv, which according to Rabbi Yehuda means Anusas Aviv, but B'di'evet, if he would marry her, it would work. So being that B'di'evet, it would work, the obvious question right here at the beginning of the Gemara is that why did Rabbi tell Levi that it's not possible Anusas Aviv according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's possible even according to Rabbi Yehuda, B'di'evet, if Reuven went ahead and marry this woman. So we'll get back to that thought later in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, I think Eishes Aviv is Karis. Eishes Aviv is a regular Erva. So you're saying being that they're mentioned in the same pasuk?
No.
Maybe this should be a
Al-Zachrimos also.
Right. That's what I think. Right here, I hear the kasha. Sok the Gemara. So that was Levi's. That was Rebbe's argument. So Rebbe said, you have an example where you could have mentioned the 16th Erev, but it would only work according to Rabbah, not according to Rebbe. Yehuda, but plug to Leik Amari. Faith Gemara Valoy, is that true? The Mishnayos and Yevamos are only mentioning halachas that work according to everybody, but beplukta, any halacha that's telling the machlekes tanam, the Mishnah is not mentioning. V'loi, v'ari iser mitzvah v'iser kedusha. Iser mitzvah Rashi says is shniyos la'arayos. There's certain arayos that are not awesome at the arayos, they're only awesome at the rabbanon. The Gemara discusses it in the second parak. V'iser kedusha. Iser kedusha, in short, would be chayve lavin. So any woman that's awesome, not because she's a nerva, but only because she's a chayve lavin, deplig give up, give rabbanon. There's a machlekes give rabbanon whether such a woman falls the according to Rabbanan, she falls Le'ibum. However, we don't do Yibum, we do Chalitza. According to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva's Shita is that Chayvei Lavin is Ein Kedushin Tovsimba. So according to Rabbi Akiva, Chayvei Lavin is like an Erva, and just like an Erva doesn't fall Le'ibum or Chalitza, so to a Chayvei Lavin, just like an Erva doesn't fall Le'ibum or Chalitza, so to a Chayvei Lavin doesn't fall Le'ibum or Chalitza. So to Machloikis, Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan, what the Loch is by Chayvei Lavin? Viktani, Bepirkin, and it's Mefurish and Mishnah. Viktani, I'm sorry, and it's Mefurish and Mishnah, and Dafchaf and Aleph, where the Mishnah says, that iser mitzvah v'iser kedusha chaylatzes v'loy v'nisei abemez. That's only true according to Rabban, not according to Rabbi Akiva. So you see, the Mishnah mentioned the halacha that works according to one Tana. I thought Rebbe told Levi, you're ridiculous, but puk the lake Mary. You see, the Mishnah Daf Chaf is mentioning the halacha that's called machlekes Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanon, and we're going there like the Rabban, not like Rabbi Akiva. So why can't our Mishnah then also mention a halacha that would be told machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon and go according to Rabban, not according to Rabbi Yehuda? Says the Gemara, Pirkin Kam Rinan. When Rebbe said that the Tana, the Mishnah, is not mentioning anything that's telling the machlokes, he meant the first parak in Masechtas Yevamos. He wasn't talking about the second parak. The second parak, maybe, yeah. Daf Chaf is already the second parak. But the first parak, yeah. Faith the Gemara, Vabbe Shammai, Matinas, Atzoris. We have a kasha from the first parak as well. Because what's the first halacha in Masechtas Yevamos? that an erva doesn't follow Yibum, and a tzaris erva doesn't follow Yibum either. Now, we're taking for granted that that's the way it is, because that is Shitas Beis Hillel. But we'll see later, there's going to be a few blot Gemara, we're going to be able to take a deep breath here from the hardcore Sugis Yivamis coming over Yontif, where the Gemara is going to get into different stories, Beshamay, Beis Hillel. We're going to talk a little bit about Beshamay, Beis Hillel. How did Beshamay, Beis Hillel get into the first parak of Yivamis? Because the whole halacha of tzaris erva not falling Yibum v'chalitza is only according to Beis Hillel. But really, Beshamay argues, but Beshamai disagrees with the whole premise of the first halacha of the Mishnah. Beshamai holds there's no such thing as a tzaras erva, and it's only Beis Hillel Loisrim. So the whole halacha of the Mishnah is really telling the machlokes, because it's only according to Beis Hillel that there's a halacha tzaras erva. But according to Beshamai, there's no halacha tzaras erva. And for the Gemara, that's not a machlokes. You found that machlokes Beshamai Beis Hillel. Beshamai's opinion doesn't count on such a level that we don't even look at a machlokes Beshamai Beis Hillel as a real machlokes to say, but pluto lo yaminon. Beshamai b'mokin Beis Hillel eino Mishnah. Freak the Gemara, variations. Och, if shloi hoya boy lamois. Now we're getting into it a little bit. Freak the Gemara, but what are the 15 arayas mentioned in the Mishnah? Was Eishes, och, if shloi hoya boy lamois. The pligi Reb Shemir Rabbanon, which is really a machloikis, Reb Shemir Rabbanon, Victani, and it's mentioned in the Mishnah. So just to review, what's Eishes, och, if shloi hoya boy lamois? The parish of Yibam begins with the words, ki yeshvu Achim Yachtav. Two brothers will be living together. One of them dies without children. The other brother has to do either Yibam v'chalitza. Chazal Darshan, the word Yachtav doesn't mean literally together, that they live in the same house, in the same chatzar. Yachtav just means that they were alive at the same time. So if Reuven and Shimon were alive at the same time, Reuven died without children, Shimon has a mitzvah to do Yibam. But what if Reuven and Shimon were not alive at the same time? Meaning, Reuven was married, died, no children, and then afterwards, after Reuven died, Shimon was born. Shimon does not have a mitzvah to do Yibam. If Shimon does not have a mitzvah to do Yibam, he can't do Yibam. Because if there's no mitzvah to do Yibam, so that means there's no heter ishes. Ach, you can't do Yibam. Not only can you not do Yibam, the Tzara won't be able to do Yibam either. And not just that, if later, let's say there was a third brother, Levi, and Levi was not an ishes ach shle hayabai lamai. So Levi was allowed to do Yibam. And Levi did Yibam, and then Levi died. So whereas ordinarily, Shimon would have a mitzvah to be Miyabim, Levi's wife, because Shimon was alive at the same time as Levi. But once Shimon was not allowed to do Yibam with Ruvain's almana, because when she fell a Yibam originally, she was an Eishes Ach, Shloi Hoya Be'olamai. So now, in the Nefila Shnia, the second time that she falls a Yibam, she's also going to be Aser. That's the Halach of Nesra, that once a woman cannot do Yibam, once there's a Nefilas Yibam that does not have in it a heter Eishes Ach, even if later there's a Nefilas Yibam, which technically meets all the criteria, but if this woman from her previous marriage did not have a heter Eishes Ach, she won't have a heter Eishes Ach in the second marriage either. Says the Gemara that this halacha of Eishes Ach Shloi Bay Lamoy is not Aliba de Kuliyam, and everybody agrees with this halacha. And really, it's a machloikis Reb Shimon and the Rabbana, and still it's mentioned as one of the 15 arayas. So you see that Bepukta Kamayri, that one of the 15 arayas mentioned in the Mishnah, is really totally the machloikis Reb Shimon and the Chachamim, because only the Chachamim that don't hold of Eishes Ach Shloi Bay Lamoy. Reb Shimon, I'm sorry, only the Chachamim that hold of Eishes Ach Shloi Bay Lamoy. Reb Shimon does not hold the halacha Eishes Ach Shloi Bay Lamoy. Says the Gemara, it's true that there is a shitas Reb Shimon in the halacha of Eishes Ach Shloi Hoya Be'olamai. But Reb Shimon that argues by Eishes Ach Shloi Hoya Be'olamai only argues in a specific case. He argues where first there was Yibum, and then afterwards the brother was Noilad. But if the brother was born before there was Yibum, we'll explain in 1 second, Loi Polig over there, he didn't argue. Meaning, just the short version in the Gemara's answer is that Reb Shimon didn't argue on the whole premise of Eishes Ach Shloi Hoya Be'olamai. There was a specific example of Eishes Ach Shloi Hoya Be'olamai where Reb Shimon argued with the Chachamim. But that there's an idea called Eishes Ach Shloi Hoya Be'olamai that Reb Shimon agrees to the Chachamim, and that's why Eishes Ach Shloi Hoya Be'olamai is mentioned in the Mishnah. Because the halach of Eishes Ach Shloi Hoya Be'olamai, Keish V'Achim Yachtav, works not only according to the Chachamim, it works according to Reb Shimon as well. Freik the Gemara, V'Amar, Reb Oishia, Cholokai Reb Shimon Afri Shino. But then Reb Oishia say that Reb Shimon argued even in the case of Noilad Ulubasoif Yibe, meaning according to Reb Oishia, in Reb Shimon's world, there's no such thing of Eishes Ach Shloi Hoya Be'olamai at all. Says the Gemara, it's true, Reb Oishia said that, but he tells Reb Oishia. Reb Oishia was upgefrekt, ready, someplace else, they affect up Reb Oishia, and therefore Reb Oishia is not a libid hilchasa. The halacha is that Reb Shimon agrees with Eishes Ach Shloi Hoya Be'olamai. He only argues in a specific case. In that specific case, Reb Shimon argues, that's fine. But the premise of Eishes Ach Shloi Hoya Be'olamai is true, even according to Reb Shimon, so therefore it's not a case of Plukta Loikomari. That's why the Mishnah could mention it. It's not a kasha on Levi. That's the Gemara. Now, what's this case of noilad ulbasayf yibem or yibem ulbasayf noilad, when does Rav Shimon hold of eishas achshel ibay lamay? When does Rav Shimon not hold of eishas achshel ibay lamay? And this is important not only to understand this Gemara, but it's really important to understand the next Gemara as well. And it's one of the important building blocks. There are many building blocks that are necessary to understand the next Gemara. This is one of them. So it's very, very simple. The halacha of eishas achshel ibay lamay again is where Reuven died without children. That's the classic case. And then only afterwards Shimon was born. Ordinarily, if Shimon been alive together with Reuven, it would have been Shimon would have had a mitzvah to do Yibum, but being that Shimon was not alive together with Reuven, he was born after Reuven already died. In that case, there's no mitzvah of, in that case, there's no halacha of Yibum. That's a case of Eishes Achiv Shaloi Hayabai Lamai. The question is like this. The question is, what would be if you had Reuven and Shimon? Reuven died without children, Shimon did Yibum. And after Shimon did Yibum, then Levi was born. And then Shimon died. Now, Levi and Shimon were alive together, so there's no reason Levi can't be Miyav and Shimon's wife. The question is that Shimon's wife was also once married to Reuven. And Reuven and Levi were never Ba'ilamai at the same time. So can Levi be Miyabim this woman, or do we say that this woman is also an Eishes Ach of Reuven? The Eishes Ach of Shimon is fine, but she's also an Eishes Ach of Reuven, and Klape Reuven, it's an Eishes Ach Shloi Hayabai Lama, because Levi and Reuven were never alive at the same time, so maybe Levi won't be able to do Yibam. Says the Gemara, it's a Machlekes Reb Shimon the Chacham. According to Reb Shimon, that's not Eishes Ach of Shloi Hayabai Lama. Eishes Ach of Shloi Hayabai Lama is only if this woman was in a state of Zika to Shimon, but Shimon and Reuven were never alive at the same time. So if it was only Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven died without children, nobody did Yibum v'chalitza to Reuven's wife, and then Shimon was born. So technically there's a Zika over here, but it's an Eishes Ach Shloi Hayabai Lamai. In that case, says Reb Shimon, you have the halacha of Eishes Ach Shloi Hayabai Lamai. But in the case where when Levi was born, the Zika of Reuven was already tam v'nishlam. It was gone. Why? Because after Reuven died, Shimon did Yibum v'chalitza. In this case, Shimon did Yibum. And now it's 5 years later, and Levi was born. And now Shimon dies. So this woman is an Eishes Ach zum zweiten Mal. Number one, she's Shimon's wife right now. She was also once Reuven's wife. Klape is Shimon's wife. It's a regular Yibam. Klape is Reuven's wife. There's a history here. The history is there was once an Eishes Ach Shloi Hayabai Lamai. But that Zika never played itself out. Because by the time Levi was born, Shimon had already done Yibam. In that case, where it was Yibam, where Shimon did Yibum, Ulu B'Soif Noilad, and afterwards Levi was born, there Reb Shimon says there's no halacha of Eishes Ach Shloi Hayabai Lamai. Chachamim argue. Chachamim say that's also Eishes Ach Shloi Hayabai Lamai, and therefore when Shimon dies, Levi will not be able to miyav in this woman. Not because of Eishes Shimon, but because of Eishes Reuven. Either was never a Zika together, the Chachamim don't care. The Chachamim say Eishes Ach Shloi Hayabai Lamai always matters, whether it was Noilad Ulu B'Soif Yibim, or whether it was Yibim Ulu B'Soif Noilad. So again, the history is there. It's technically. Let's say it was Shaloi ben Mokar Mitzvah would be Eishes Ach. They're brothers, and she was married to one of his brothers. Shaloi ben Mokar Mitzvah's Yibum, Levi would not be able to marry Reuven's wife because she is considered an Eishes Ach.
If Reuven had a child.
Right. It was Shaloi ben Mokar Mitzvah. So the Isser Eishes Ach is definitely there. The question is, does it affect Yibum? Why should it affect Yibum? Because of the new halach of Eishes Ach Shloi Ba'ilamai. Shimon says a chiddush that Yibum l'b'soif noilad, you don't have the issue of Eishes Ach Shloi Ba'ilamai. So although there was a heter Eishes Ach, that heter Eishes Ach doesn't affect me from a Yibum perspective. It says the Gemara.
When Reuven dies or when Levi did Yibum?
So
if it's in between, then he's born.
If he is born,
Reuven dies,
it matters.
Shimon's born and then Levi does Yibum.
If Levi. Right, so if it depends, no, it depends when the Yibum. If.
What if you have. No, but then she was never Eishes Ach, then of the second brother. By the time
but she had a Zika with Yibum, but it was never done.
Kipshuta, it matters
you
whether.
Levi. If Reuven died and then Shimon's born in the middle of the Zika. Same thing.
Reuven dies and Shimon. Exactly. Right, so that's the case where everybody agreed. Even Reb Shimon would agree that that's Eishes Ach Shloi Hayabai Lamai. Says the Gemara, V'amar Reb Yehuda Amar Rav. So again, let's not lose focus of the big picture in the Gemara. The big picture is simple. It's the examples that the Gemara gives that's quite complicated. So the big picture is that Levi asked Rebbe, why didn't the Mishnah mention the 16th Erva? What would the 16th Erva have been? Anusas Aviv and Anusas Imoy. So he told him back, the reason the Mishnah didn't mention Anusas Aviv is because that wouldn't work according to Rabbi Yehuda, and it would only work according to the Chacham, and the Mishnah is not mentioning examples that only work according to some Shitas. Faith the Gemara, is that true? Om Rabbi Yehuda Marav, V'chein Tani Rabchiyo, B'kulon Ani Koyer Bohen, Ho'asura Loze, Muteres Loze, V'asura Loze, Muteres Loze, V'achoyso, What does this mean? So this is an excerpt of a Mishnah on Daf Chavav Amud Aleph. Chavav Amud Aleph is the beginning of Perek Arba Achin, which is probably the scariest Perek in the Sechtes Yevamos. And we just have to have a little bit of background information to understand Pashup Shana in this Gemara. So the Mishnah over there was discussing a case where Arba Achin, you had four brothers, two of them were married to sisters. So let's work it out. You had Ruvei, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Reuven and Shimon were both married to sisters. We'll call them Rachel and Leah. So in the simple case, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Reuven and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah. Reuven and Shimon both died without children. So that Rachel and Leah both fall a Yibum to the two brothers that are alive, that are Levi and Yehuda. So the halacha is that Levi and Yehuda cannot do Yibum, either one of them cannot do Yibum with either one of these women, with Reuven or with Rachel or Leah, but rather, instead do Chalitza. And the reason is because, as we've discussed, there's a halacha of Zika. What does Zika mean? So, Poshep Shad Zika is that when a woman, when you have a case of Yibum, we discussed Isha Hiknu Loi Min HaShomayim, so that the Torah says that the Yavama is not allowed to get married indiscriminately, meaning there's some Zika, there's something connecting the Yavama to the Yavam. That something is called Zika, and it has halachic ramifications. So in this case, where Rachel and Leah both fall the Yibon to Levi and Yehuda, Rachel and Leah are sisters. Now, Achos Eshtoi is an erfa. One cannot do Yibum with Achos Eshtoi. That is the Malami to the first Mishnah in the Perek. Now, over here, there's no Achos Eshtoi, because Levi and Yehuda are not married to Rachel and Leah. However, they have a mitzvah to do Yibum with Rachel and Leah. The mitzvah to do Yibum creates an Ishus. Isha Hiknu Le'min HaShemayim. It creates a Zika. As a result, essentially, Levi and Yehuda are somewhat married. There is some Ishus from Levi to Rachel and Leah, and from Yehuda to Rachel and Leah. So that if Levi would decide now to do Yibum with Leah, there'd be a little bit of a problem. Because Leah is Rachel's sister, and Levi is somewhat related to Rachel. How so? Through Zika. So on some level, there's an Achis Ishtoi relationship between Levi and Leah. As a result, Levi cannot do Yibum. The same thing is true between Levi and Rachel. The same thing is true between Yehuda and Rachel and Leah. There's an Achis Ishtoi
in the world of Zika
component here through the medium of Zika, not Ishus, but through the medium of Zika. And as a result, the halacha is you cannot do Yibum. Now, Zika is not enough of an Ishus to say that it's the first halacha of our Mishnah, so that there shouldn't be Yibum v'chalitza. So as a result, it would be halacha of chaletzas. So again, the case of Arba Achin, the significance from a Yibum perspective is that you have two women that are falling the Yibum, both of them are sisters. As a result, you have what's called an Achis Kukasai. There's some Achis Isha Digadin over here. Enough of Achis Isha to say that you can't do Yibum, but not enough of Achis Isha to say that the first halacha of Mesechtes Yevamos applies, that there shouldn't be a case of Chalitz. Take it to that's on the first level. Level number two. Level number two, what would be if these two women, Rachel and Leah, who are sisters, let's say one of them would also be an erva to either Levi or Yehuda. So let's say Rachel was also Levi's daughter. Now, Levi's daughter does not fall to Levi, to Yibum. As a result, forget the Achis Zekukasa, the Achis Isha that we have over here in this Mishnah. Rachel anyways doesn't fall to Yibum to Levi because she's his daughter. As a result, says the Mishnah, would come out of Chiddush. Because of the fact that there's now a real Erva, now there's a mitzvah, there's a Moisef Gerei here. Now there's an opportunity to do Yibum. Because why couldn't you do Yibum? Because two sisters fell a Yibum. If two sisters fall a Yibum, what you have is Achos Kukasai. But in the case where one of the two sisters is an Erva to Levi, now both women are not falling a Yibum. Because the Erva doesn't fall a Yibum. Rachel doesn't fall a Yibum to Levi. As a result, it's only Leah that falls a Yibum. If it's only Leah that falls a Yibum, there's no Achis Kukasai, so Levi would be able to do Yibum with Leah. It's not Sarah's Erva.
No, it's different brothers.
Two brothers. They weren't married to the same brother. One was married to Reuven. One was married to Reuven.
No, but the other lady, they're called from the same husband.
No, you're saying it's an achlois. Through Zika, it should be a tzara. Mm. I hear. But anyway, so that's, she does, but there's no Zika on the Erva. The Zika has no Erva, but enough that it should be a tzara Erva. I hear. Enough that it should be a tzara Erva. I hear. That's number one. Number two, yeah, but here you need the Zika to create the Erva, the tzara Erva. There you had a tzara Erva through the Ishos. Here you need the Zika to create the tzara Erva. All right, but so that's number one. What would be Faker? What would be if Rachel was Levi's daughter and Leah was Yehuda's daughter? So the same thing that we just said, that if Rachel was Levi's daughter, Levi would be allowed to do Yibum with Leah, because only Leah falls the Yibum. If Leah was Yehuda's daughter, Yehuda would be able to do Yibum with Rachel, because Leah doesn't fall the Yibum the Yehuda, only Rachel does. So again, there's no problem of Achayis Kukasai. So it's possible to have Arba Achen Shnayim Mehem Nesuya Shtei Achayis, where no one will be able to do Yibum, where one of them would be able to do Yibum, and where both of them would be able to do Yibum. None of them could do Yibum, where the only Erva that you have over here is Achayis Kukasai. One of them would be able to do Yibum, where one of them was an Erva to one brother. That brother could do Yibum with the other sister. Where none of them could do Yibum, where both of them could do Yibum, where both of them were Arias to one of the brothers. One was an Erva to one, the other was an Erva to the other one. Each brother would be able to do Yibum with the other brother. That's exactly what the Mishnah says. So again, the Mishnah said, so that's the Mishnah. Kuntzegein Rab Chiya, and Rab Chiya said that this, that the Mishnah said, that it's possible to do Yibum, even in a case of Arba Achim Shnayim Mihem Nesuyin, Shtei Achoyos. How so? Where the Yevama was also an Erva to the brother. In the case where it's one brother, one could do Yibum. In a case where it's both brothers, both could do Yibum. All these protim are very important in the Gemara. That is true for all 15 of the Arayas. Meaning, we know there are 15 Arayas that are purchased same, but Sarah Sarah same. That's the first Mishnah in the Masechta. So all 15 of those Arayas that are mentioned in the Mishnah would work for this seer. Meaning, if Rachel was Shimon's daughter, or granddaughter, or Chamoisoi, or Im Chamoisoi, or Eishas Achshloi Boilomoi, or Achis Isha, any one of the 15 Arayas, it would be true that if Rachel had that Erva relationship to Levi, and Leah had that Erva relationship to Yehuda, that this halacha of the Mishnah would apply. How do you work it out with all 15 Arayas? That's this long Rashi over here. So Rashi works out all 15 examples of how it would be possible. If it was simple Rashi, you wouldn't need this Rashi. It's not simple, and every case is ton beer, and as a result, Rashi goes through it, but that's outside the scope of what we do. Regarding all 15 arayas, just to see it inside, ani koyer behen, I can make the statement that the Mishnah said, vasura lozeh, muteres lozeh, vasura lozeh, muteres lozeh, again, when each one of the sisters were an erva to one of the brothers, so asura lozeh, the one that's an erva to one brother, is going to be muter to the other brother, and vice versa, and therefore, vachoyse she yevimta, in the case where two sisters fall yibum, chayletzai misyabem, as you have a regular and filas yibum, with the one brother that's muteres lozeh, could do either yibum or chalitza. It works for all 15 arayas. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda metargim. Rabbi Yehuda, however, commented on what Rabbi Chiya and Rav both said. And Rabbi Yehuda said, Mechamoyse ve'elach. Then no, I would say that Mishnah should only be referring to the arayas mentioned in the Mishnah from Chamoyse. Chamoyse is the fourth erva that's mentioned in, I'm sorry, it's the seventh erva mentioned in the Mishnah. The first six were bita, yubas benoi, bas ishta, yubas benoi, bas bita. So from chamoisei ve'elach, I would say, bekulan ani koyru behen, that if one of the sisters were one of the arayas mentioned in our Mishnah from chamoisei on, then that halacha would be true. But the first six arayas mentioned before chamoisei, I would not say that. Avoshita bavi deresh aloi, my time, because although it's possible, the way Rashi explains, Rashi goes through it, it's possible to have where one of the sisters was the daughter of one of the brothers. It definitely can work mathematically, but kiven debitei ba'ainse mishkachas lo, the case of bitei in the Mishnah was not a regular bitei, because that's bas ishtoi, but the case was bita me'anu sasi, like the Mishnah mentioned, anaf gimel amad alef, asya heina heina, asya zimazinu, b'nesuon, loy mishkachas, that's not possible, b'nesuon kamari, but insin loy kamari. It's a very b'dievedig case, because the case starts where Yaakov was ma'anis a woman, which of course is an avera. So why be mefarish a Mishnah based on a situation where somebody did an Avera, someone was ma'anis somebody else, there's no reason to say that. So our Mishnah mentioned it because it's true. But the next Mishnah, which doesn't have to be talking about Bita Manu Sasai, there's no reason to be talking about a Bita Manu Sasai because he's talking to Hashem. We're not talking about cases like that. Abaya says, I hear the sensitivity you have, Rabbi Yehuda, to not be mefarish the Mishnah that way. But at the end of the day, the halacha of the Mishnah is true even for a Bita Manu Sasai. I mean, the whole Yavamis really is in that vein. Kiven de shkuche meshkachas, being that it is possible to have that halacha of the Mishnah work even for Bita Me'anu Sasai, Iboyim in a insin tahava, Iboyim in a insin tahava. Let me say it works even if it's Bita Me'anu Sasai, so the Mishnah could be talking about that. However, even Abaya said that it's not referring to the Mishnah is the one erva of Eishes Ach Shalei Boilomai. Again, Rabbi Chiya said all 15 arise. He said, no, it's not going to work for Eishes Ach Shalei Boilomai. My time, Kivindel Reb Shimon Uda Mishkan Chasla, because for Eishes Ach Shalei Boilomai, it would only work according to Reb Shimon. But the Rabbana Loi Mishkan Chasla, it wouldn't work according to Rabbanan. And therefore, Beplukta Loi Kamairi. And therefore, we're not talking about a case of Machlekes. Rav Safra, let's just see it inside first, and then we'll explain it outside. Rav Safra Metargim Af Eishes Ach Shalei Boilomai. Rav Safra said, no, the Mishnah can mean even the erev of Eishesach Shalei Boilomai u'mishkachas lo b'shita ach li Rav Shimon, because it works according to Rav Shimon. How does it work according to Rav Shimon in a case where there were six brothers v'simonich, and you want the short version of how it works? Meis noilad v'yibeim, meis noilad v'yibeim. Alright, so what exactly does this last three lines of Gemara mean? Alright, so basically what we have a discussion over here again. What was the case? The case was you had four brothers, two of them were married to sisters, both brothers died. In the event that the two sisters do not have any relationship to the two remaining brothers, Levi and Yehuda, the halacha is Levi and Yehuda would both have to do chalitza. They would not be able to do yibum. Why not? Because both Rachel and Leah are achos kukasei to Levi and Yehuda. Achos kukasei is a shtikl achos isha. Enough achos isha to say that there's no yibum. Not enough achos isha to say that there's no chiyuv to do chalitza. In the event that Rachel and Leah also had some erva relationship to Levi and Yehuda, so then already you would be able to do Yibum, because the Erva does not fully Yibum. As a result, the other sister does fully Yibum. So in the case where Levi is in, where Rachel's an Erva to Levi, and Leah's an Erva to Yehuda, so Levi would be able to do Yibum with Leah, and Yehuda would be able to do Yibum to Rachel. So Priya said that works for all 15 of the Arayas. Any Erva relationship mentioned in our Mishnah between Rachel and Levi, and Leah and Yehuda, this halacha would be true. Specifically, now the Gemara is going to discuss the erva of Eishes Ach Shalei Boilomai. And the Gemara says it could work according to Reb Shimon, it won't be able to work according to Chachamim. So let's speak out how it would work according to Reb Shimon, and then in Mela we'll see how why it wouldn't work according to Chachamim. First, which Reb Shimon and which Chachamim? The Machlokes Reb Shimon and the Chachamim that we said earlier regarding Eishes Ach Shalei Boilomai in the case where it was Yibeim Ulubasayf Noilad. So where Reuven died without children, Shimon was alive, Shimon did Yibum. Later, Levi was born, Shimon died without children, so that Shimon's almana, who was previously Reuven's almana, falls Yibum to Levi. According to the Chachamim, Levi cannot do Yibum, because Eishes Shimon was once Eishes Reuven, Shalei Hayo Bai Lamai, there's no Hat to Yibum. According to Reb Shimon, Levi can do Yibum, because although Eishes Shimon was once Eishes Reuven, but not in a state of Zika. Therefore, there's no halacha of Eishes Ach Shalei Boilomai. All right, so what would be this case? This case would be, the Gemara says, Mishkachas lo b'shita achen. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda are all brothers. Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters. Reuven dies. And then a fifth brother, we'll call him Yisachar, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun. So we're going to have Yisachar, Zvulun in this case. So Reuven dies, then Yisachar is born. Now, Eishes Reuven, this Yevama, cannot marry Levi, cannot marry Shimon, why not? Because Achos Ishtai. Cannot marry Yisachar, why not? Because Eishes Ach Shalei Boilomai. Yisachar was born after Reuven already died. She can marry either Levi and Yehuda. Levi or Yehuda both have a mitzvah to do either Yibum or Chalitza. Levi did Yibum. So now Reuven's wife is married to Levi. After Levi did Yibum, Shimon died. After Shimon died, Zvulun was born. Eishes Shimon can marry who? Who has a mitzvah to do Yibum? Reuven died, so Reuven can't do Yibum. Levi can't do Yibum, because Levi was Miyabim, Reuven's wife, who is Shimon's wife's sister. So for Levi, it's an Achos Isha. Zvulun can't do Yibum, because for Zvulun it's Eishas Ach Shlehei Balamai. So either Yehuda or Yisachar can do Yibum. Yehuda did Yibum. So now what you're left with is Levi Yehuda, Yisachar and Zvulun. Levi and Yehuda are married to sisters, the same sisters that Reuven and Shimon were married to. So essentially we have the same exact case that we started with. You have four brothers, two of them are married to sisters. The difference is originally it was Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Now it's Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zevulun. A few shleshims later. Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zevulun. Levi and Yehuda got married via Yibum. Now Levi dies. When Levi dies, so Levi's almana now falls to Yibum. Now, who can do Yibum? Levi, Yehuda can't do Yibum because it's Achoy's Ishtai. Yisachar can, again, now I'm confused. Yisachar can do Yibum according to Reb Shimon. Why can Yisachar do Yibum according to Reb Shimon? Because he was already born. No,
the current
Yibum. Right, because he... No, just the opposite. Zvulun is the one that could do Yibum. Zvulun is the one that could do Yibum because when Zvulun... No, because when Zvulun was born, Levi had already done Yibum. So according to Reb Shimon, Zvulun can do Yibum. Then, Zvulun can be Miyat... Well, better. Reuben and Shimon... No. Shimon and Levi... I'm sorry. Levi and Yehuda. I got it right. Levi and Yehuda both die. Now the two sisters... Both fall to Yibum. The two sisters that were originally married, Reuben and Shimon, now the Levi and Yehuda's wives, they both fall to Yibum, to Yisachar and Zvulun. That's the case. So according to Reb Shimon, Zvulun can be Miyabim Eishes Levi, and Yisachar can be Miyabim Eishes Yehuda. Zvulun can be Miyabim Eishes Levi. Why? Because Zvulun was born after Levi had already done Yibum. As a result, in Reb Shimon's world, that's that Eishes Ach Shlehei Balamai. And the same is true for Yisachar and Yehuda. So as Yisachar and Yehuda were never even in Eishes Ach Shlehei, well, he was definitely born before, so that's not going to be a problem either. It wasn't Eishes Ach Shlehei Balamai. So as a result, you have over here a case where you have two sisters, one is an Eishes Ach Shlehei Balamai to one, the other is an Eishes Ach Shlehei Balamai to the other one. So the halacha would be, you have the halacha of our Mishnah, where although it's an Achos Kukasai, but being that one is an Erva to the other one, it's for that reason that at least one of them would be allowed to do Yibam. This only works according to Reb Shimon, where there's a distinction between Noilad Obsef Yibam or Yibam Obsef Noilad. But according to the Chachamim, an Eishes Ach Shlehei Balamai is always an Eishes Ach Shlehei Balamai. As a result, none of the brothers could be Miyabim, any of them. Therefore, it wouldn't be the case of our Mishnah. So you see, it's possible to have the case of Eishes Ach Shlehei Balamai in the Mishnah, in the beginning of Dal Rachin, according to Reb Shimon, which is Beplukta. It's Tali, Be'etzem, in a Machlokes, Tanoim. So going back to the original Kasha, Levi asked Rebbe, how come the Mishnah didn't mention Bitoi Me Anu, Imai Anusas, Ovid, and Rebbe told him, you know why? Because we're not getting involved in Machlokes. Here you have clearly where we got involved in Machlokes. How did we get involved in Machlokes? Because we were mefarish the Mishnah and Dalad Achin based on the Mishnah and Dav Beis, which only works if you learn the Mishnah and Dav Beis according to Reb Shimon. So you see that our Mishnah, but Pirkin, would, if we learn our Mishnah, Libid Reb Shimon, then you can apply all 15 arayos of our Mishnah to Mishnah Dal Nachin. So you see that the Gemara is okay with applying it. Now the truth is, who was the one who applied it? Reb Chiya. You're asking a kasha and Rebbe for Reb Chiya, so the Ritva speaks out. Reb Chiya was Rebbe's Talmud, and that's why it's mistaber that Reb Chiya wouldn't have said something that Rebbe had such a problem with. Alright, so we turn to our regular program, just learning Gemaras. So that's basically, that's the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara, the Rebbe, Hani Klali Leslie. And for the Gemara, it's true that if you work with Reb Chiya's Cheshbon and you try to fit all 15 arayos of our Mishnah into the Mishnah of Dalad Achin, it would come out then our Mishnah maybe is telling the Machloikis. Rebbe never tried doing that. Rebbe didn't agree with the cloud. Rebbe didn't say that all 15 arayos of our Mishnah have to shtim with the Mishnah later, and as a result, it's not a kasha on Rebbe. It's true, Reb Chiya learned that way, but on Rebbe itself, it's not a kasha. One teretz.
That's for why we don't mention it.
So that's why he had a problem with it. He held the plukta like a mairi. The Mishnah, you see from the Mishnah and Dalad Achin, that this Mishnah is a plukta. It's not true. That's only if you assume Rav Chiya is Hanoch. But Rebbe never assumed Rav Chiya is Hanoch. Ravada Kachina came to Rav Kahano, Amma Mitch made the Ravo, Loyva Misa the Rebbe Hanik Kloli. Really, Faker. Rebbe held of Rav Chiya's call. Again, what's the klal? That Bekula Nani Koyrbehem, that the Mishnah Dalarachin that mentions that if one of them is an Ervo, it means any one of the 15 Arayas. Vahochi Kamali, and it's Davka because he held of Rav Chiya that he had a problem with what Levi said. Why? Because now, Imai Anusa Sava doesn't only have to work with the Mishnah Yavamas Dav Beis, it also has to work with the Mishnah Yavamas Dav Chav Vavam and Aleph. Because any one of the arayos mentioned in our Mishnah are going to have to shtim with the case, that convoluted case, in the beginning of Perek Dalet Achin. Which means then Anusa Sava would have to work with that case too. That Rav Chiya had a problem with. Because Rebbe knew that Imai Anusa Sava would never work in that case. And why is it, let's just speak it outside first. Why would Imai Anusa Sava not work in that case? Because what would be the case? The case would be, where again, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and one is my Anusa Sava, one is your Anusa Sava. The problem is, they can't be sisters. Because one is not allowed to marry his mother's sister. And being that his mother's sister is an erva, so it's not possible then both of these women that fall a yibum are both going to be arayas. The case is where one is an erva and one's not an erva. One's an erva, why? Because it's imoy, via, albeit through Anusa Sava. That's how the brother was allowed to get married to her. But one was an imoy, the other one is his mother's sister. His mother's sister's an erva. So it's not possible to have two sisters where one is an erva, and the Erva's Imoy, and that the other sister will fall Yibum. Because if one of the sisters is your mother, then the other one is your mother's sister. And just like your mother's an Erva, your mother's sister's also an Erva. So it's not possible to have that case in the Mishnah. So it's Davka because Rebbe did hold that Rav Chiya, and he wanted all the Arayos mentioned in Yavamas Dav Beis to work with the Mishnah on Davka. But it's Davka for that reason that he said it doesn't work. It can meet one of the two criteria of that Mishnah. It can't be meet both of them. Because Yaakov, Bezachoyes Onas, if Yaakov was Ma'anis, two sisters, that's how the whole case came about. It's not going to be Asura Lezem Uteres Lezeh because both of them are going to be Asur. Why both of them are going to be Asur? One's Imoy, the other one's going to be Achoyes Imoy. The Beis Nachriyos on us. And if the case was where they're not sisters, so Asura Lezem Uteres Lezeh Mishkachas Lo, so it's possible that one of them is his mother, one is an Erva, the other one's not an Erva, but Achoyes Shivimto Le Mishkachas, then it's not the case of Arba Achim. Arba Achim is where they're both sisters, ordinarily be at Achoyes Kukasai. One of them is an erva because one of them is an erva. Now you could do yibum with the one. So you need both criteria: A, they're sisters; B, that one is an erva, the other one's not. That doesn't work with imam anusasa. So the reason Rebbe told Levi so sharply kimedumali sheilam erech bekakadoi is because the case that you're going to plug into our Mishnah has to work with the Mishnah Dav Chavav as well. In this case, cannot work with that Mishnah. Rav Ashi Amar Lo Ilum Lesa Rebbe Hani Kloli. Really, Rebbe didn't hold of this whole cheshbon of Rav Chiya that the 15 arayos of our Mishnah have to work with the Mishnah Dalet Achin. Ube Plukta Kamari. And maybe he didn't have a problem mentioning with the Mishnah mentioning halacha that would only be told in a machlokes tanam. If that's the case, then Levi's asking a good question. That why didn't the Mishnah mention Imoy Anusa Sov? At the very least, it's not a ridiculous question. You want to know why he's spoke so strongly to him, Hachi Kamalei. He told him like this, you have a kasha that Imai Anusas Aviv should be mentioned in our Mishnah, according to the Chachamim that hold that Imai Anusas Aviv, one is allowed to marry Anusas Aviv She'eino Imai, so that it's possible a case of Yibum where Imai Anusas Aviv would fall Yibum, right? What's the problem with Anusas Aviv falling Yibum? Had your brother marry her. Had your brother, you share the same father, that's why your brothers, had it your brother marry your mother, even if she was only Anusas Aviv, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Galak Knaf Aviv teaches me, that not only can't you marry Ishas Aviv, you can't marry Anusas Aviv either. So again, Hachi Kamali, my time of the Daikis Masnisin. So the reason Rebbe had a problem with this, because Rebbe held that although in our Mishnah, you can go both ways, perhaps, but from the Mishnah later, the second Mishnah in the Perek, the Mishnah in Daf Yud Gimel, that mentions the Arayos, that are not possible to have a halacha of Tzara Serva. Because they're not possible in the context of Yibam. Why? Because your brother cannot be married to that woman. You see from that Mishnah that our Mishnah is going according, cannot be going according to Chum. Why? Because my time of the Dakis Masnissin, the Masnissin Rabbi Yehuda, because in that Mishnah you see that the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, to Asa Banus Asaviv, Tiktani, because what do you see in the next Mishnah? Sheish Arayas Chamuris Me'elo. There were six Arayas that are more Chamur than the 15 Arayas mentioned in our Mishnah. Mipnei Shein Nesuyas Lachirim. Those Arayas have to be married to someone other than your brother, because based on Dinei Arayis, it's not possible for them to be married to your brother. And as a result, Tzaris Eir Mutaris. Because the only time Tzaris Eir was also, that was the Geshmak Rashi in Afkim Lama Beis. Tzaris Erva Litzra, although it's mentioned in the Parash of Arayis, but it's a Yibum Diga Halacha. It's only Halacha and Yibum. The Issa Tzaris Erva is not a new Shem Tzaris Erva. It's the Issa Eshesach that you have every time there's a Yibum. But really, there's no such thing as Tzaris Erva. So by those six Arayis, that cannot also be your Eshesach. Why not? Because your brother can't marry them. There's no Halacha of Tzaris Erva. And the Mishnah mentioned six Arayis. What were the six Arayis? Imoy, the Eshes Aviv, Vachoy Sav. So the first three were your mother, your father's wife, and your father's sister. Says in my email, what does imoy mean? Ilema nusuasav, it doesn't mean your mother, that's your mother through a marriage that she had with your father. Haidu eshesav, so then she's eshesav. Elolav, what does it must mean? Anusas aviv. Viktani, and the Mishnah mentions that anusas aviv was one of the six arayas that it's not possible. Yibum ipnei shein nesuyas lacherin. Lacherim in, lachem loy, they could only marry an acher. They can't marry your brother. Man shamalei disley haisfara. Now who's the Tana that holds that anusas aviv is also Rabbi Yehuda? The aser anusas aviv. Bisham hachi leitani lo. So you're asking Akasha, why did the first Mishnah mention anusas aviv? The second Mishnah mentioned anusas aviv. It's not mentioned as part of the first group because the Mishnah already mentioned as part of the second group. The second group in the sense that it's not shayach a case of Yibum. That's what the Rebbe told Levi. It's a ridiculous question. He didn't look at the next Mishnah. Going a little too slow. So the first Mishnah, you're supposed to learn Mishnah Yisivamis before you start learning it. So the first Mishnah, without knowing the second Mishnah and Echanami, why did the Mishnah mention anusas aviv? But when you learn the second Mishnah, you see the second Mishnah mentioned Anusas Aviv. Anusas Aviv is clearly mentioned by the Tana of the Mishnah as an example where it's not possible in the field of Zibam. Why? Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, Anusas Aviv is an Erva. Oh, Anusas Aviv is an Erva. That's why it's not mentioned in the first Mishnah. Mishnah Machi Leitani. Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi. So Ravina told Ravashi, L'Rabbi Yehuda Nami Mishkachas Lo. Whoa, one second. I don't understand the whole premise over here. Is that true that it's not possible a case of Anusas Aviv to fall a Yibam? It is possible. As we spoke at the beginning of the daf, and a chenami koin Rabbi Yehuda anusas aviv is aser. But where does it say in the Torah that one is not allowed to marry anusas aviv? It says lo yegala knaf aviv, which is only a lav. Now chayvei lavin kedushin is toifsim bas. But the evidence, if somebody marries a chayvei lavin, the kedushin is toifis. So how could anusas aviv be mentioned in the second Mishnah, and it's not in the first Mishnah because it's not possible yibum? Of course, it's possible yibum. It definitely is possible yibum. How so? B'di'evet, if he went ahead and he married her. It's definitely something possible. Incidentally, Tosfos asks that lo yigala knaf aviv doesn't even mean iser kedushin. There's certain isurei bia that you can't marry, and there's certain isurei bia that there's only an iser bia. This definitely would be an example, says Tosfos, where there would merely be an iser bia. Because what does it say in the Torah? Lo yigala knaf aviv. It's very light, the language that the Torah uses, and it seems clearly to say that there's only an iser bia. More than an iser bia, there's not. So it's not even such a bit of evidence over here. L'chayr, you can argue that l'chatchila, you should be able to get married. But that's the Gemara's kasha. Somebody Ravina Rav Ashi, the Rehuda Nami Mishkachas Lo Di Ov Avinos Abedi Evid. If you went in and got married, the kedushin would be chal because there's only a chayvei lavin. Says the Gemara, true. But the e loy katani. The Mishnah is not getting involved of cases of yibum that begin where somebody got married b'iser. You weren't supposed to get married b'di'evet. It's tafsi b'kedushin, but it's not something that you were supposed to do. And being that it's a di'i loy katani, Amalei Rav Ashi Rav Kahana. So Rav Ashi told Rav Kahana b'loy di'i nami mishkachas lo. Once we're going on this theme, I'll ask you another kasha. The Mishnah mentioned imoy, a regular imoy, as an example where it's not possible for your mother to fully Yibum. Why is it not possible for your mother to fully Yibum? Because your mother can't be married to your brother. And even if your only brother's from the father, not from the mother, but still it's Eshesav. And Eshesav is an Erva. Freik Rav Ashi, Rav Kahana, have a case where your mother can fully Yibum. You know how? Mishkachas la Yaakov anas kalosoi. If Yaakov was Ma'anes, his daughter-in-law. So you had Reuven, who's Yaakov's son, and Yaakov was Ma'anis Reuven's wife. They had a child, Shimon. Reuven and Shimon are now going to be brothers, but who's Shimon's mother? Whoever she is, but Shimon's daughter is the daughter-in-law who is Reuven, his brother's wife. Then Reuven died. So now Shimon's mother just fell to Shimon Yibum. Ordinarily, it's not possible, because how in the world did Reuven marry Shimon's mother? But it's possible if Reuven was married to Shimon's mother originally. If Reuven was married to Shimon's mother, how then did this all work out if Yaakov was Ma'anis, his daughter-in-law. So it is possible. So B'loi D'i, so you don't have a B'di'evet, the Kedushin, all the Kedushins were L'Katchila. There were other B'di'evet things that happened, but the Kedushin itself was certainly L'Katchila. Some of the Rav Ashi, the Rav Kahana, B'loi D'i, Nami Mishkachas La Yaakov Manas Kalasoi, V'hoyle Mimenu Ben, Umeis Ruvein, B'loi Bonim, V'nofla La Kamei Bro, Umigu D'i Utsarasa, Migu D'i Asir Utsarasa Nami Asiro. So you have a regular case of Yibam V'chalitza Amale. So he told him back, Ba'achvasa that Teir Kamari, Ba'achvasa that Yisrael Kamari. You having a Yaska Kasha that you have a case of Imoy where Yaakov was Ma'anas Kalosai. If we don't want to mention something that involves a B'di'evet Kedushin, we're certainly not going to mention this case that involves a lot more of B'di'evet than that. And the end of the Gemara is very simple. So although Rebbe spoke so strongly to Levi, and he told Levi regarding his question, Kimedumeli, She'emoy Mech Bekat Kadai, Vafak became Bodka, or some have the Girsa Pasko. Levi b'masnisa. Levi did not accept Rebbe's rebuke, and when he himself wrote a brisa, he clearly mentioned it with his own kasha. The Tani Levi, Imoy, your mother, pa'amim p'teres sarasa, u'pa'amim ene p'teres sarasa. Sometimes she's considered an ervel in Yibum, like the other 15 arayas, and sometimes she's not. Ketzad, ho'isa imoy nesuas aviv, if it was your mother that was married to your father, v'nisis la'achiv me'aviv, u'meis zuhi imoy she'ene p'teres sarasa. That's a case of imoy that doesn't patter tzara. Why not? Because your brother was never allowed to marry her. I bring that your brother was never allowed to marry her, so the Kedushin was not Taifis. As a result, you don't have a case of Tzara Zerva. But Hoysa Imoy, if it was your mother, but not through a Nesuin, but only through an Anusa, Hoysa Imoy Anusa Saviv, Vinisis La'achami Aviv, Umeis, there, B'di'evet at least, the Kedushin's Taifis. According to Rabbanon, even L'Katchila, and even according to Yehuda, B'di'evet, says Rashi, the Kedushin is going to be Taifis. So you have a case of Imoy that fell a Yibum, Zuhi Imoy, Shepaiter Saras, and said Levi, V'afa, Pishashanu Chachamim, Mishnah Seinu, Chamesh Esrei, and even though the Mishnah mentioned 15, Levi did not accept what Rebbe said, and Levi said, Yeishlanu Lahoysif, we can add Shesh Esrei, a 16th to Koin Zoo, and this is the example of the 16th.